This podcast of the Swain Event is brought to you by InsureFit RM. For all of your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call InsureFit RM at 865-684-4900.
Deep down the middle, he's got his man, and he's gone! Jason Swain, touchdown!
It's time for the Swain Event.
Guess what time it is? My time. You can check your iPhone. Better say it's our time.
With your host, Jason Swain.
My man.
Real sports talk for the real sports fan.
All you chumps are going to bow when I whoop him.
It's time for the Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue.
Give me two pounds and a red flag.
Swain Event and SwainEvent.com, fueled by Dead End Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in America. 865-200-5503 is our telephone number to the B Dry Waterproofing Hotline. It is Friday, the best day of the week. And people are saying, really, no, today really is the best day of the week because it's the start of my weekend. I get that. I understand. And we just hope that we can start your Friday off right and carry you into the weekend in style. Ben McKee, Charlie Burris, Jason Swain here with you. 850 AM, 100.9 AM, Rocky Top Sports. 3 minutes past the top of the hour. Again, Swain Event and SwainEvent.com. Fueled by Dead End Barbecue. So, gentlemen, individuals, how y'all doing?
What it is,
what is up,
too blessed
what it do?
To be depressed.
Today is actually the worst day of the week.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Because Ben's in here crippled.
Well, not for that reason. That is, I cannot straighten out my leg for whatever reason. My calf feels like somebody has gone inside with a knife and just like twisted everything up in my calf and like made it into like a yarn ball. It hurts so bad.
Question.
I felt if your neighbors like saw me walking up your driveway, 100% laughing at me.
If there's a doctor in the house listening, you know, call and give our boy a diagnosis.
It's yes, it hurts.
Very not sure bad. What's going on,
but that's not why.
So this is not the best day of the week.
No,
it's definitely the best.
Because
day of the week.
For those most know that I also work for the Tennessee Smokies.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm.
The Smokies are back in town today for game one of a 10-game homestand. So, starting today...
So you have to work a lot.
For the next 10 days, I will be at Smoky Stadium.
Wait, 10 straight days?
10 straight days from this Friday to next Sunday.
Sheesh, dude. That's a lot. I mean, that's just a lot of baseball to play for everyone involved with that organization.
I believe this will be 20 straight for the actual Smokies because they were home for five after an off day, and then they just were on the road in Jackson and Trey Smith, Tennessee, and then now they're back in Kodak or Sevierville or Knoxville, whatever you want to call it, for the next 10 days. So
brutal schedule, man.
Y'all say a prayer for your boy.
What leg is hurting you?
My right leg.
So
the leg that you always bump during the show.
Awesome.
When you play footsies with me.
Awesome. What about your left leg? How's your left leg?
Normal.
What about your right arm?
Normal.
What about your left arm?
Normal.
Oh, well, you all right then.
3 out of 4, I'm doing good.
Yeah, you
75%. That's
passive.
You okay.
You just, I mean, you just got, it's one leg. Still the best day of the week. It's going to heal. You'll be just fine. You probably just strained a muscle there, did something weird. It's kind of weird you don't know what you did, but.
I literally did nothing.
You'll be okay. Yeah, you'll be all right. You rub some dirt on it, get some tussin. You'll be all right.
Well, you know how, like, when you have a little injury that you don't really know how it happened, you kind of assume the worst.
You had a rough dream, huh?
Yeah. I, like, blood clots in my leg, and, well, what if circulation is not going right in my leg?
You okay.
I don't want to lose my leg, though.
Yeah, you'll be all right.
Charlie, will you come massage it out?
Huh? What? What is going on?
All right, you just go ahead and leave, and I'll take over producing. And that's...
I'm just kidding. I would not let Charlie touch me with a 10-foot pole.
Oh, Ben, you just need some just need some icy hot or something.
I was wondering what you were going to say.
I was going to say the other one, but probably wouldn't have been appropriate.
The one that involves my name?
Correct.
Oh, that's not even the one I was thinking of.
You just need some Icy Hot. You'll be okay. I'll holler at Shaq.
I miss those commercials. I haven't seen one of those in forever.
They still running, man.
You get one of those heating pads or whatever that they sell.
I see the Brett Favre of Copper Iron little shoulder.
Copper Iron.
Isn't that what it's called?
I have no
the
idea.
Copper pads or something like that.
You need that, man. You need something. You need that.
I need a leg sleeve.
You need a sleeve. Yep, you need
I
that.
I can look like KD.
You need that. You need a prayer. You need some tussin. You need they need a lot, man. Rub some dirt on it. But you'll be okay, man. You'll be all right. 865-255-03. Yesterday we talked to Jeremy Pruitt towards like the end of the show. It was 9:15, and the interview was supposed to be 15 minutes. Do you guys want to guess how long the interview was yesterday with Jeremy Pruitt?
15 minutes and 48 seconds.
It was 15 minutes and 37 seconds.
Dang.
Yeah, so it was right there on the dot, man. 15 minutes.
Got that extra 37 seconds in. Ha ha.
That's right. Breaking the rules, man. The rules. So 15 minutes, 37 seconds. And some of the things that stood out to me in the interview was, of course, you can see this. I mean, Saturday Down South put out an article about Pruitt's comments, and what they highlighted was his comments about 7-on-7 and just not worrying about getting hurt. That's kind of part of the game when you play football. It's kind of part of the game when you're just living life. Right, Ben?
Correct.
You're going to get hurt. Mm-hmm. And you cannot say I'm not going to live life because I'm afraid to be hurt, or I'm going to not walk or run or play a sport that I love because you're scared of being hurt. Of course, there's times where you have to be very careful and you don't want to be reckless. But when it's time to improve, it is time to improve. And the summer is that time for 7-on-7. It is that time for one-on-ones because you have to improve. We play West Virginia first. We don't have time to not improve. Every single day is very, very, very crucial. I almost said critical. Oh, boy.
Critical.
I thought about saying critical, and I was like, nope. Mm-mm. I got to find another word. Cannot say critical.
Why can't you say that now?
I don't know, man. Just something about that word right now. I'm just not going to say it. Kind of like resiliency. And I'm just not going to say critical.
How about a...
Crucial. Crucial was the word I'll use in replace of critical.
Fair enough.
Crucial. Very crucial. So that's what stood out to me in a huge way. Him talking about his wife being the best recruiter in the building. You know, when you are recruiting a young man, yeah, the coaches probably could do that by themselves. But when you are coaching a family, you need that woman's touch. Now, Tennessee, when Coach Fulmer was here, they had that woman's touch. That was Miss Judy Jackson, who y'all have no clue who that is. And that's okay. I'm going to explain.
You've told me about her before.
Room. May not know who she is. But Miss Judy Jackson was, she was like everyone's grandmother away from home, mother away from home. But she worked doing some community service. She worked with academics. She did a lot of things. For Tennessee, but she was always someone you can go to her office, you can talk, but she was very instrumental. And when the families came on campus for the official visits, she recruited the mama, she recruited the grandmother, she recruited the daddy. Now, I didn't have any of my family members with me on my visits. I handled recruiting all by myself. So she was around, but she was the reason why I came here. I would have came here probably without talking to her, but I got to know her, and she was very, very important when I was here, but she was that mother away from home. And Mrs. Casey Pruitt, being the best recruiter, that's why it's so important to have that mom away from home touch, because you got to recruit more than just an athlete. You better recruit mama. You better be able to get down to her level and speak her language about what's important to her son. If you think she's going to let you take her son for the next 3 or 4 years. So that's what stood out to me yesterday with Coach Pruitt.
I'm not a Dan Mullen fan, particularly. By the way, he interacts with his coaches, so to speak. But he is an offensive genius. And the one thing that I've always appreciated about Dan Mullen is that his wife has always played a big role in that football program. Mm-hmm. If you go back in that year that they had Dak Prescott and Josh Robinson and some of those big-time receivers, and they were making their run number one in the country, Josh Robinson and Dak Prescott always talked about Dan Mullen's wife and how big of a role she played, and how after practice she kind of come up and always give them a big hug and ask them how they're doing and things like that. And to your point, it's very important to have that mom away from home, because a lot of these guys are leaving for the first time. I mean, think of all the guys that just arrived at Knoxville this week as freshmen. It's their first time being away from their moms, and that's a huge change in their life. And so to have somebody such as Coach Pruitt's wife or even a support staff member is really important.
Well, and I think it can be a great thing for a coach to not have that drama happening. Because if you don't have a great relationship with your wife or things aren't good at home, I mean, that can be a big distraction on anyone for any job. And obviously, football coach, the stakes are extremely high. I think Megan Mullen is a great example. She, during that whole run, and always sort of with Dan at any big moment, she's like there with their kids and everything. And having a support system for kids, for the coach, for anybody is always a good thing across the board. And no matter what you're doing, it definitely applies outside of football and everywhere else. That's just always a great thing to have.
I just had an idea.
Uh-oh.
What if, gentlemen, what if one of our players walked up to Casey Pruitt and was like, "Hey, Mrs. Pruitt, what are you planning to do for the player of the week? Are you going to give us cornbread slices for our great work during the week?" And I can see her looking at the player and saying, "What is that? What is that?
Cornbread slices?
We're not doing that. We're not doing that around here."
Chip dip players of the week. What is that?
Chip dip player of the week. Cornbread slice player of the week. That needs to be a thing. Needs to be a thing. 865-255-03. I thought about it, guys. I thought about it. Making y'all some cornbread this morning.
So,
why did you just think about it? I say, don't think about it. Be about it.
Do y'all prefer sweet or unsweet?
See,
I love both. Like, genuinely.
Both.
I really like both a lot. I'm a jalapeno cornbread, sweet cornbread that tastes like a cupcake. I'm all for it. I don't know. I don't know that I want to choose.
Cornbread is so good that you can enjoy it multiple ways.
Yeah.
It's like there's some things without an ingredient, it's not good. Yeah, you probably need cake. You know, you probably need flour if you're going to make a cake, okay? You know, you probably need, I don't know, I think a burger is better with cheese on it. Throw some cheese on it. I think it's better. I think it's better with cheese on it. But cornbread, I mean, you can throw some jalapenos in there. Mm. You can throw some real corn kernels in there. Mm. You can have it sweet. You can have it unsweet. Mm. You can have a, you know, Mexican corn. I mean, with red peppers and green peppers. I mean, you can have cornbread a number of ways, and it's really, really good. So that's a tough question, Ben.
I like unsweet cornbread, but I'm infinitely more likely to eat cornbread if it is sweet. The unsweet cornbread is just kind of, I like it, but it's just kind of bland to me. I need a little pizzazz in my cornbread.
That's.
But you know how I am. I'm a big sweet guy. I have a sweet tooth, so I like my cornbread sweet. I'm much more likely to eat it if it is sweet. But I do enjoy the regular cornbreads. So if it's just unsweet, then I'm more likely to kind of eat it along with my sides. Like, kind of, if I've got some peas or something like that, then I'll eat them together. But if it's unsweet, I'm just eating the cornbread. I'm not mixing that up.
All I want to know is, I want to know beforehand if it's sweet or unsweet. You know how, like, you order sweet tea and you got your mouth all ready for sweet tea, and then you take a drink of it and it's unsweet? You're like, what? Because you're not ready for it. I just tell me which one it is so I can be ready. That's all I ask.
Is it a...
Just tell me which one it is.
Is it bad that I don't like sweet tea?
Ben.
No, yeah, I don't. That's weird. I don't really know what to tell you, Ben.
I'm the only one in my family.
I think we need to take a break,
Ben. Does not like tea.
I think it's time to take a break.
Ben's having a rough
morning. This show is already off the rails. We must recover, and we're going to do that during the break. Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue. Stay with us.
You can get an adjustable base for $27 on select purchases. That's a $1,299 value. With a 100-night guarantee, you can shop worry-free at Better Mattress. You are missing out if you don't shop Better Mattress. It feels like home, and this month only, get an adjustable base for $27 to celebrate 27 years in business. Good night, just got better. BEDRmattress.com.
At some point in your life, you're going to need an attorney. You need a guy like Jerry Castile with the law firm of Butler, Vines, and Babb. Jerry Castile is East Tennessee born, and he understands what giving his all truly means. To Jared, every case is big and every client is important. He will aggressively push your case to make sure you are quickly paid every dollar that you deserve. Give Jared Castile a call, 865-244-3933, and talk with him directly. His office is located at 2701 Kingston Pike. So if you've been injured in a car wreck, let Jerica Steele and Butler Vines and Babb fight for you.
Spring is here and it's time to party. Who wants to spend hours upon hours on the smoker while everyone else is having a good time? Nobody. That's who. Call Dead End Barbecue at 865-414-9417 and let a top 100 barbecue restaurant handle the food so you can enjoy your party. The school year is getting close to ending, which means graduation parties and end of the year celebrations. Don't be stuck on the grill. Pick up the phone and call 865-414-9417 and ask for Leah. Dead End Barbecue. Your catering search is over.
You're driving home, flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror. You pull over, step out of your car, and the next thing you know, you're being arrested for driving under the influence. Now what do you do? We all should be responsible. But remember, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're guilty. Call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza at 865-540-8300. The investigative teams at the Garza Law Firm know the justice system inside and out. They utilize cutting-edge technologies and investigative methods to prepare your specific case. Before you plead guilty to any criminal charges, call criminal defense and DUI attorney Marcos Garza. Put his number in your phone right now, 865-540-8300, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. Don't say guilty. Say Garza. 865-540-8300. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
You're listening to the Swain Event.
And you know this, man.
We'll be right back.
Hour 1 and Swain Event TV is driven by Toyota Knoxville and ToyotaKnoxville.com. And we'll have Swain Event TV up very, very quickly. Well, technology sometimes says, you know what?
I don't feel like
working with you today. It's Friday. My leg hurt. Hey, I don't feel like
it. How dare you?
Huh? What?
How dare you?
About?
For all you know, I could have tripped and fell over a helmet while I was sleepwalking.
That probably happened.
I assume that is what happened.
I actually did sleepwalk when I was younger.
Really?
Really.
Who knows?
And what happened? Where did you end up?
We were living in North Carolina at the time, and I remember vividly. This is one of the things that I remember from when I was younger. I think I was in like fifth grade. My sister had this lamp in her room that was like a purse lamp. It was a lamp that is. It was a purse mm-hmm. that it was a lamp. And I remember my mom waking me up like in the hallway. I'd gone into my sister's room and gotten the lamp and was like carrying it around like a purse.
It's a very strange manifestation of sleepwalking.
Yes. I'm just letting everybody know about my weird quirks this morning.
So you was interested in purses when you was little?
Yeah, I think that's really what the deal was.
Yeah, I was really interested in money when I was younger.
Mm. Also could be the case. Ben is a pickpocket, as we all know.
Nice save.
I'm a thief.
Nice save there.
But one of the moments, I don't know if you've gotten to this point yet, Ben, one moment where you will feel very old, where you just, and obviously I'm only 26, so I've just had flashes of moments where I'm like, oof, I'm getting older. This life is temporary, and we're all going to die. You know, where you have that, like, jeez, where you have that flash. And one of those is when you injure yourself sleeping, where, I do it every few months where I'll wake up with just a terrible crick in my neck, and I'm like, ah, what did I do? What did I do to deserve this?
Old, Ben.
I did have an old flash the other day. I was out to eat, and the young girl who was taking our order asked for a 90s song to kind of call us out by or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And Swain gave her Tootsie Roll.
Yeah, 90s song, yep.
And the girl did not know what that song was.
That's because she was 15. Yeah,
Tootsie Roll.
That made me feel old.
Tootsie Roll. Yep.
Just to dance with that at school dances.
Ben, you've had signs now. Ben, there's signs.
There's signs on the top of my head.
Correct. You're losing your hair.
See, yeah. You don't have to bring that up every day.
I'm just reminding you just in case you forgot. So you're losing your hair, and now you hurt yourself in your sleep. You're getting old, Ben.
I really think I did do this in my sleep.
You're getting old. Let's get to the phones, and let's get to Cardwell here on the B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Good.
Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
I just came across an article yesterday with four reasons why Jeremy Pruitt will never leave for Alabama. And number one was, you know, he doesn't want to follow, or no one wants to follow in Nick Saban's footsteps, so to speak. So, you know, Tennessee's kind of had a unique situation where, you know, we had, like, if not, I mean, like, to me, the greatest coach in women's college basketball ever, if not one of the greatest coaches in any sport of all time. And, of course, this past summer. Just to put that into perspective, from, and this is based off Wikipedia, but from 1986-87 season to her last season in 2011-2012, Tennessee either won the national championship, was regular season conference champions, or was tournament conference champions, or sometimes combination. Only one season since then did she not do that, and that was 2008-2009 season. You know, and I'm not trying to advocate, you know, that there needs to be a change, but I'm just kind of saying in comparison, how hard is it for, you know, Philip Fulmer being a first-year athletic director? I mean, you're talking about one of the greatest of all time. For him to have to evaluate the direction of that program based off somebody have to come in and take over that program and kind of set that bar as high as she did and just kind of evaluate the job that that person's doing in that seat now. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And
I know that's kind of, you know, and I'm not saying that, you know, Coach Worley's not doing a great job, but I mean, we're trying to compare her. We were really spoiled with Pat Summitt. We're trying to compare her to one of the greatest coaches of any sport of all time. And I mean, I just think that's got to be a hard job for Philip Fulmer to look at that and say, okay, this is where, you know, this is not right or this is good. Or is that even a fair question?
No, I mean, well, let's be fair. Let's be fair across the board here. Holly Warlick is not doing a great job, okay? No. Because she's doing a pretty good job, but she's not doing a great job because all these players she's getting in. And the reason why she's not doing a great job is not just because of the wins and losses. It's because of kind of the control that she had lost in the previous season or so. Especially the year before last with Dominic DeShields and how she acted. And she really got down to a childish level with Diamond and Shields. That was very amateur of Holly Worley. Her losing this past season, there in the first round or second round, a home game, which has never happened. Also, something that never happened was losing Alabama. Records are meant to be broken. It's going to happen sooner or later. But to allow it to happen when you have all this talent, it was a bad look. But when she lost her last game of the season, she made some comments that sounded exactly like Butch Jones, making excuses, talking about it's not about wins and losses, and trying to use the players as a shield. That is when I questioned if this job was too big for Holly Adott. Now, I remember being in the complex the day Coach Fulmer was fired and how it affected everyone and seeing how Coach Fulmer was treated. He was not handled properly. And Holly Worlick is a VFL. She's a former Lady Vol basketball player.
First jersey to be retired.
She should be treated with the most respect. If anything were to happen and she's not cutting it, she ought to be treated with respect. There's a way you could do that. Treat someone with respect, but also let them know that they're not cut out for the job. And so whatever happens, I just hope that we show Holly respect more than we did with Coach Fulmer. And I think that's going to happen regardless of what happens because Coach Fulmer is the AD and he remembers how he was handled and he's going to make sure that Holly is handled differently. Now, she is compared to a legend, and you have to take that in consideration. I did not mention anything about winning championships.
She's not getting it done even when not comparing it to Pat Summitt.
It was about losing control.
Yeah.
You just can't lose control of your team. And that's kind of what Holly has done. And that's where she has to improve. But
She had better grips on that basketball team this year. The cohesion of the team was not the problem this year. That group really played for her. That group really listened to her. The problem this year was the offensive scheme, not getting the ball to Mercedes Russell nearly enough, and then
in-game adjustments in general.
Yes,
and just not a strong suit.
Past mistakes that season with Diamond Shields left the team short on depth, and you had to play a ton of freshmen, and because of it, a ton of freshman mistakes occurred that were kind of out of Holly's hands. While those freshman mistakes aren't Coach Warlick's fault, she put herself in that situation by the way she handled the roster in the previous years, and that's where she deserves the most fault for this past season outside of losing in the second round of the NCAA tournament.
You look at Kevin Sumlin, who lost control a little bit there. He didn't last long. You look at Jimbo Fisher, who lost control at Florida State. You look at Butch Jones, who lost control this past year. 2008, Coach Fulmer, it was different. It wasn't like the team had drama inside the locker room, but Coach Fulmer kind of lost control with the offensive philosophy. When you lose control, you don't have much time in college athletics. You don't at all. And I hope Holly rebounds, because I don't want anything to happen to Holly Warley. I really don't, but I got to just tell the truth.
Yeah.
She has not done a great job. We want her to do a great job because she is someone who played for Pat Summitt. She loves this play. She loves to carry on Pat's legacy, and I want her to do that, but I got to call a spade a spade.
Yeah. And this year is going to be really interesting because, obviously, you always have high expectations with the Lady Vols basketball team. But she's going to have be playing so many young players. So how do you set a fair expectation? Because they're not going to win a championship this year. She's going to be relying on 4 sophomores and practically 5 freshmen. I mean, when 9 players on your roster of, 12 or 13 are freshmen and sophomore, that's a hard thing to do, is to go out and make it to the Final Four or the Elite Eight. So in that situation, what would be quantitative success for Tennessee this year?
I was not prepared for Cardwell's women's basketball question. I was not ready.
Well, I
had no clue he was going there.
Well, was that the
I like it, though.
End of the question? Because I thought he was also asking about, will Jeremy Pruitt leave for Alabama?
Four reasons why he won't lose. We got to go to break, and we'll come back and kind of discuss Pruitt and, you know, the interview yesterday and football. But I was not ready for that question at all. 865-200-5503. Swain Event, be right back.
Hour one of the Swain Event is driven by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are conveniently located off the Lovell Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, Insipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's, or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technicians to see how we can get your phone working today.
Insurance.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way, even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty. They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential. JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around. Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799. Jason Swain here. June is Men's Health Month. Gentlemen, question. Do you know your numbers? You may know your blood pressure and cholesterol, but do you know your testosterone and prostate numbers? I know mine. I went to Low T Center. They made it quick and easy, and you'll know your results in about 20 minutes. And this month, Low T Center is even offering a special $50 testosterone and prostate level test. Gentlemen, don't wait anymore. Call Low T Center today at 865-392-1388 or go to lowtcenter.com.
Craving homemade flavors that don't take hours in the kitchen? Mrs. Grissom's cheese spreads and chicken salads are the perfect go-to. Ready-to-eat meals and snacks found in the meat or dairy section at the grocery store, with flavors of home in every bite. Whether you crave the classic Mrs. Grissom's pimento cheese or the gold gluten-free select cranberry pecan chicken salad, enjoy the sweet taste of a home-cooked meal in every container. Select the best. Select Mrs. Grissom's. Small town like a small town.
I'm Vince Moore, wide receiver, VFL 1991, and you're listening to the Swain Event.
865-255-03, B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline. And let's go to that hotline. And who we got there?
Mark Elowine.
Mark, good morning.
Good morning.
What's going
How
on?
You guys doing?
What's going on, individual?
Oh, this individual is doing fantastic. First things first, I do have to chime in on this cornbread debate.
All right. What you got?
Man, get that sweet cornbread out of here. Because if I wanted dessert...
Hey.
It's a waste of sugar intake. You know, we're all getting older, and we're not as thin as we used to be. And if you get sweet cornbread... Like, what are you going to do with dessert, man? Like, you only got so much of sugar allotted for the day.
It's a fair take.
That is true. I mean, I get that. I really do understand. I guess it depends. It depends on what you're eating, whether you go sweet or unsweet. See, I can go either. I can go jalapeno. I can go Mexican cornbread. It just depends on what you're eating. I could not do sweet all the time, or I could not do unsweet all the time. I think there's a time and a place for both.
I love that we're debating cornbread like we're debating wine pairing. I
mean, this is serious now. We're Southerners. This is serious. This is a serious topic. I mean, this is a serious, Mark. Do not downplay this topic. This is serious.
I'm not downplaying it at all. It is on par with all these Napa Valley people talking about their Pinot Grigio.
Oh, yeah. That's true. That's true, man.
Cornbread, the Pinot Grigio of the South.
That is.
I've always said that.
You have, man. That's true. I always remembered that about you.
Yeah. It's one of my signature phrases. Yeah, I'm with you to some extent. It is almost like dessert. Call it a cupcake earlier.
Yeah.
More or less.
Yeah. My favorite was like yesterday we had to do a poll because I just assumed that people all enjoyed their cornbread one way, but you know, everybody has their own preference of cornbread that they desire, and it was like 57%, 43% on a poll I put out yesterday that had about 2,500 people voting on it. And I didn't know it was so split, but my great uncle used to always tell me, because I used to ask him, hey, because I had sweet cornbread somewhere else, and I came back home, was like, hey, uncle, why you don't make your cornbread sweet? He was like, if I wanted sweet cornbread, I'd just make a cake. That's what he used to tell me. So it was funny to hear some of those same comments. Reminded me of my great uncle, who, by the way, is 90 years old. So old school folks, they don't do sweet cornbread at all.
There you go. Old folks know.
They do, man. Well, Ben's starting to know. He's starting to feel old here, so mm-hmm. He'll switch over to unsweet cornbread soon.
There you go, man. It's more of a necessity at some point. So you just I can either eat unsweet cornbread or start accepting that I'm just going to get fat.
Pretty much, it's going to happen regardless because you get older.
Yeah, exactly.
Mark, a couple college football stories out there, and I know you're covering the game inside, outside the SEC. What are some of the things that stand out to you, man, that's going on right now in college ball?
Well, I started working with the folks over at Cox Media who run this Big Ten site, Land of Ten, as well as SEC Country. One of the big stories that I feel like I'm particularly drawn to that it splits going towards both conferences is Kane Patterson. He's a four-star linebacker out of Nashville, Tennessee. And the reports are there for a while. Jeremy Pruitt was feeling good about his possibility of him coming to Tennessee, but there was a story that came out from 11 Warriors. It's a site that has covered Ohio State football since maybe 2006 or so. It's been several years. And it seems like he is strongly moving toward signing with Ohio State. And for one, you can't hardly blame him because Ohio State has been in such a strong program recently. But it got me thinking because 18-year-olds are always or almost always going to be drawn to something different. They want to do something exotic. Most of the time, a high school kid has lived in one, two, three places their whole lives, and they want to try something different. I'm living that out now. My 17-year or almost 17-year-old is going into being a senior this year, and you know, as much as she's accepted that, we may have to go to an in-state school, and that'll be fine. She really wants to pursue something different, something out of state. She likes engineering, so she's thinking like Georgia Tech or Virginia Tech or some of these schools that she's never been to. The biggest hurdle that seems to me that Jeremy Pruitt has got to overcome first is being able to make Tennessee and Knoxville so much of a destination that a kid that's from Tennessee will want to go here because and forgo doing something different and pursuing a new adventure that they don't know about.
Well, Mark, you bring up a really good point because when I was coming out of Alabama, you know, folks tried to use, especially, you know, Tommy Tuberville and Dennis Franchione, they tried to use the whole Alabama loyalty as a recruiting move. And what they didn't realize is I didn't really care about staying or leaving Alabama. You know, my roots really came, and I was born in Illinois. I didn't grow up as a Bama fan, so that did not work with me. So they had to use a kind of a different pitch. Tennessee, these kids, now your daughter, you mentioned, 17 years old, she has not seen Tennessee win at a high level. She has not seen Tennessee except for, you know, maybe when she was like 4 or 5 and we had a chance to win the SEC championship game there in 04, but she has not got a chance to experience Tennessee winning at a high level. So all she knows is Tennessee being average at best and terrible for the most part. And that's how most of these other kids, that's how they feel. They have not seen Tennessee be successful. You used to be able to go in, Coach Fulmer said, hey, boom, look what we just did. Here's my ring, sign a piece of paper. And that worked because you could always sell prestige and recent success. That does not work right now. So what's the next pitch? What's the next idea? Well, you just mentioned it, Mark, being different. Well, now you can sell that if you're Jeremy Pruitt. Because being different, if you're a top recruit, is coming to Tennessee. Being like everyone else is going to Ohio State. It is going to Georgia. It is going to Alabama. It is going to Clemson. It's going to programs that's already established because anyone can do that. Anyone can just jump on the wagon. Pruitt was asked, hey, what's your selling points? You know, what are you telling recruits? And he's like, why would I tell you that? Well, I'm telling you what he's telling folks. Come be a part of something special. Come help build it. Don't just jump on the wagon. Come create your own name, your own legacy. Be the reason why Tennessee got to this point. Don't just hop on the coattails. Yeah, you could do that and still win, and you can still, you know, go to the league if you really want to. But it's just so much sweeter if you come to Tennessee and you are the reason why Tennessee is back. Imagine if Taj Boyd would have won a championship at Clemson. He got to Clemson when Clemson was like climbing up that ladder. They were not there yet. And then it took Deshaun Watson taking it and going to win a championship. But imagine if Taj Boyd did that. If Taj Boyd won a championship, that would be him jumping on when Clemson was not on top and bringing that program to the top. And that's what these players right now, they're being recruited, that's what they have the opportunity to do, Mark.
And, you know, if you went to Clemson, I got a couple of points to jump on that. If you went to Clemson and polled Clemson fans, I don't know this for sure, but I would speculate that they hold Taj Boyd in as high esteem as they do Deshaun Watson. For that reason, because Taj Boyd was the guy that brought them there, and Deshaun Watson brought him over the finish line.
I bet it's close.
But,
I bet it's close.
Yeah.
I do. I bet it's close, yeah.
Yeah, I'd bet money that. And what comes with that pitch of be a part of something special, be a part of something different, be a part of the new rebuild is playing time. And you can't put a premium. You can't put a price tag on playing time if you're a top level recruit. Like you're going to come into camp and you're going to be competing for a starting job. Like, of course, he's not going to guarantee it unless, you know, somebody unbelievable signs up. But if he says you're going to be competing for a starting job because we're starting over, we're starting from scratch, that's going to be really appealing for some of these guys, especially the in-state guys, because they get to play in front of their hometown family, they're the people that they grew up with. They're going to say, hey, next year I'm going to go straight into college football, big-time college football, competing for starting role or competing for playing time. And at the end of the day, that's the thing that's finite for a college athlete. There's so few few that get the chance to go play in the NFL or the CFL, that you cannot put a high enough price tag on the fact that you're going to get in here and you're going to get 4 or 5 years of potential playing time.
You mentioned Kane Patterson, and Kane Patterson is 6'1", 212-pound outside linebacker from CPA there in Nashville, Tennessee. He's a four-star, and he's a 15th-ranked outside linebacker, according to the GoVols 24/7 composite in the country. He's a top sixth player in the state of Tennessee, but he has an offer from Bama, Ohio State, of course, Tennessee, Texas A&M, Georgia Tech. He's a player, and it's been a little bit of a like a pipeline from the mid state to Ohio State. You had Von Bell that wasn't really mid state. He was around the Chattanooga area, but he started it now. He went to Ohio State, grew up as a Tennessee fan. He went to Ohio State just because Butch was in his first year. He made the right decision. Look where he is now after 3 years of playing at Ohio State, won a championship. And then the running back from Oakland High School went to Ohio State too. He'll be a freshman. And so then you got Max Ray.
Yeah.
Is a lineman in the mid-state, and he's really liking Ohio State right now. So Urban Meyer has found some success in the mid-state, and in the state of Tennessee, Jeremy Pruitt has to nix that really, really, really fast.
Absolutely. And I think, for me, that's priority number one, is that you lock down and you make Knoxville appealing enough for these guys in the mid-state, because it's Tennessee, but, you know, you're disconnected from Knoxville, and you got to be able to make coming to Tennessee just a beacon, just a shining light that you cannot look away from, that there's so much fun things happening here. There's so much exciting and powerful things happening here that you're just a magnet. You're just hop on I-40 and you head to Knoxville. That's what Jeremy Pruitt's got to do. One of the other stories that's happening in college football that about an appealing offer is also the story with Kyler Murray at Oklahoma. And his decision, we'll say. He's got a LeBron-like decision between going with the baseball route or sticking with Oklahoma as their starting quarterback. I don't know if you guys saw this, but he's got $4.8 million on the table waiting for him if he signs with the Oakland A's, who picked him number 9 in the MLB draft. And I think that also goes back to this kind of idea of what's going to – If Oklahoma or these college programs can provide enough of an incentive, enough of an appeal to be able to say, hey, we want you, it is worth more to come play here than to go take that money.
Well, he's already made that decision. He said he's playing football, and Lincoln Riley kind of addressed him, you know, playing this year and being happy for him. So he has the best of both worlds right now. He's going to be a starting quarterback for one of the most prestigious football programs in the country. He's going to have to follow up a Heisman Trophy winner, but Kyler Murray is more than capable. He is very, very talented. But yeah, he's made that decision, Mark. He is going to play this year, and then from there, what are you going to do? Are you going to pursue football? Or are you going to pursue baseball? I think that's when the decision will come into place, is after he plays this season. But he's going to play. He already said that.
What do you guys think about the way that the NCAA handles this kind of situation, though? Because they really just overlook the fact that he's right now interacting with agents. He's interacting with having money on the table, and it just gets overlooked completely.
Well, the agreement is in place. I don't think he has got any money from it.
And you're allowed to meet with agents as long as you don't. As long as they don't pay for your food or anything like that.
Yeah, you can meet with agents all day long. You just can't take anything from them, or you can't sign anything and still be able to play college ball. Because he has not taken any money, I saw where I don't know if it was the Central Florida or the South Florida kicker or punter or someone who was doing YouTube videos.
Mm-hmm. And, South Florida.
Yeah, he was doing YouTube videos. And
making a nice little chunk of change.
He was making some money, and the NCAA kind of told him, hey, either, you know, stop making YouTube videos or you're not going to be able to play. Oh, he was like, well, I'm going to keep making YouTube videos because I'm getting paid. So he stopped playing. And I saw where he kind of tweeted a four-letter word and was like, what the blank is this about? And they added NCAA. And it's like, yeah, I understand a little bit of your frustration because of what happened to you. But Kyler Murray has not cashed a check yet. He's not gotten paid at all yet. So it's just an agreement in place. The A's are willing to wait after the football season and then sign him and give him that money. So I don't know if I have a problem with that yet, because the way baseball can overlap, or the baseball draft and all that stuff can kind of overlap the football off-season summer programs and how important that is. It's really weird. So I don't have a problem with it, to be honest.
Well, and I think the question that I have, and I saw that he's going to play this season. I think the decision I'm talking about is, like, if you succeed in Oklahoma, one, you've got to let go of how you are a godlike figure at that school, at a Power 5 college football school. But are you willing to eat it as far as your pride and go through the minors? Of course, you're going to get a massive amount of money. But I think that what's difficult to understand is not so much that whether you've gotten a check or not, because the NCAA, like, they have rules about whether you can have cream cheese on a bagel. And I mean, that's an old school rule, but it gets to that kind of minutia after a while. You've got your college athletes with just money getting thrown around. Yeah, and haven't had it. Cash a check yet, but we've seen the NCAA crack down on schools for less.
No, you're right, man. You're right there. And it's always going to be a really interesting conversation and a great topic to discuss. Mark, we got to get to break. We like on a schedule and stuff now, man. We got.
Oh, man.
Because we're back on the radio, so we got to be on schedule and stuff. So
it's not the freewheeling side of it anymore.
No, man. We got to be on schedule. We got to follow rules and stuff now. So, Mark, on your way out, man, tell us how people can follow you, man, and follow your work there.
Oh, you can follow all my stuff on Twitter at MR_Alawan. And you can see all that we're doing at Land of 10. That's landof10.com. We got all kinds of recruiting news and breaking down Scott Frost, especially as the new Nebraska coach, and how he's going to work in the Big Ten. It's a lot of good stuff.
Mark, appreciate the phone call, man. Thanks for the conversation.
All right, appreciate it, boys. See y'all.
All right, see you, Mark. Mark Alawan here on the show. Really appreciate Mark joining us. Here, 865-255-03, B-Drive Waterproofing Hotline, Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue. Someone said on Twitter that I have started a Vol Civil War about this cornbread debate. Because people really are, like, serious about this sweet or unsweet cornbread.
Well, I just tweeted, someone said, come on, man, you're spot on, Swain, it depends on what you're eating. Pinto beans with cornbread, with sweet cornbread, and then ribs with jalapeno cheese cornbread. And I said, preach, preach. I said, there's a time and a place for every cornbread. Immediate response, about a minute after I tweeted it, said, there is no time for sweet cornbread. And then included a gif of Michael Scott from The Office going, ugh. So, folks, folks are not on board. This is a very divisive, divisive subject.
I got one here that says, heard that Butch Jones likes sweet cornbread.
No, that's not
true.
Well,
never mind.
I heard that Butch Jones didn't like any cornbread.
No, he don't like any southern food. Oh, man.
He just likes chip dip.
Oh, we got – that's pretty cool. We have Brent at CBrentTV3. He's listening from Bonnaroo this morning.
That's right.
Pretty dope.
Tell Eminem I said, what's up?
Can you what we need you to do is we need you to penetrate the system and get up on stage and find the aux cord, play the Swain Event on your phone, and plug it in. Have the Swain Event booming at Bonnaroo.
I feel like the hippie. Have you ever been to Bonnaroo?
Do I look like I've ever been to Bonnaroo?
Look like I've ever been to Bonnaroo?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Do I really?
Yeah.
Not necessarily looks, more the way you act.
Like, I shower every day. But I kid. You have a
little hippie to you.
Have you been?
I have. Once.
Okay. See? Okay, then. Yeah.
But you know me. Do I seem like the person that would go to Bonnaroo?
No. No, you don't. But yeah, but you never know. I mean,
don't even ask me.
You get from
yeah, ask Wayne if he's ever.
Yeah, I know you never been to Bonnaroo.
Why do you know he's never been to Bonnaroo, Charlie?
Hey, dude.
Well, he has talked in the past about how camping's a no-go. So, and so that pretty much eliminates Bonnaroo as an option. Yeah. But
you have to camp out.
You get from if you don't get the VIP tickets. VIP, you can stay in an RV.
And aren't the VIP tickets like absurd amount of money?
Yeah. Yeah.
I did almost go 1 year only to see J. Cole, but I figured J. Cole was not worth the $300 ticket for the entire weekend.
But I don't even remember what I was going to say now. Yeah. Oh, I was going to say, if we got up on stage to do that, I'm just not sure that's our slice of life that we're looking to advertise to, the folks that are going to be at Bonnaroo.
Got it.
Are they our key demographic, maybe? I don't know.
Charlie basically said
we can try out a new demographic.
Charlie said, Ben, that your idea sucks. That's what he basically just said to you, okay?
I think it's a beautiful idea to have the Swain event.
I just don't know how effective it would be.
Have the Swain event broadcast to how many people are there?
Thousands.
Oh, it's thousands,
a lot. Yeah.
Probably like 100,000?
Tens of thousands of people, yeah.
I don't even know who's at Bonnaroo this year.
Eminem is one. I do know that.
If he's performing his latest album, it is not worth the price of admission.
865-255-03. Touchdown Turnover coming up next after this.